Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 83, the I'm really not getting much done episode, but I thought I'd post anyway. Yep, it's just been that kind of month. April has not been, like, quilting month for me. I guess just March was too much quilting excitement, and now it's like, wow. It's just been a crazy time, and I am missing the quilting and hope to get back to it soon. I have been doing little bits and pieces, cutting some stuff out here, ironing some stuff there, but not feeling satisfied in my mind that I'm doing the kind of quilt making I want to be doing. But there you have it. I have 1 week, a week from today, right about this time, I should be pulling into my driveway. And I will be done with all traveling, except for fun traveling, like going to Ocracoke at the end of June, until I will be done with any other kind of traveling until next March. And I'm not putting anything on the boards. I'm not putting anything on the docket. I just want to write and quilt and work in my garden and walk my dog and go to the gym and just live a life at home. So it's been a little bit crazy, and I just want to be home. And a week, exactly a week from today, I will be, and I'll be going yahoo, wahoo, and all of that. You'll probably hear me wherever you may be sitting. I want to say thank you to everyone who's taken the time to post a comment on the last episode, which was actually a week before last, but episode 82. I want to say thanks to Noni and Jackie, who came over to my Podbean site, which, by the way, is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Jackie tells me that I am not alone in being persuaded by Sandy of Quilting for the Rest of Us fame to spend some money. Apparently Sandy's got Jackie hooked on Aurifil thread and Creative Grid rulers. Guess what? Me too. See, she just makes you spend and spend and spend. It's insane. I want to say thanks too to Joni Marie, who commented about plastic boxes, because I talked in my last episode about not wanting to get plastic storage containers for my scraps if I could help it. And she made this great comment about going to Carl Sandburg's house, which is up in Hendersonville, North Carolina, where I have been. It's a really cool house. It's very neat. It's been a long time since I've been there. I mean, it's been close to 20 years. But the man and I went to visit when we lived in East Tennessee, actually. We popped over to Hendersonville one time when it was too hot in East Tennessee and our house didn't have air conditioning. So we came and stayed at the Holiday Inn in Black Mountain, actually, and went over to Carl Sandburg's house in Hendersonville. And it's amazing. And she said she noted when she was there that he kept his stuff stored in boxes, in cardboard boxes. And the house has been left pretty much as it was when the family lived there. And so she noticed that. And that made me think that Target actually has some neat boxes in their office supply section. And sure enough, there were these little sort of like card file boxes. I mean, it's not that hoofah, but bigger than recipe boxes. I would have to say these things are probably, a foot long, maybe 10 inches long, and let's call 5.5 wide, 5.5 tall, whatever. But anyway, just a little smaller than a shoebox, a little narrower than a shoebox, and they're very cute. And so I got one, a $6.99, and I brought it home, and it's perfect for scraps. It's great for scraps. So, Joni Marie, thank you so much for that idea. It's perfect. I don't have to buy plastic. These are very solid little boxes. They're very cute. They look funky. I'm just really excited. And now I just have to cut some more scraps to put in them. But thank you, because I just really did want us to say no to plastic. And I appreciate your support of that position. Anyway, if you want to read Joni Marie's full comment, you can go over to the Podbean site. But it's a good comment, and I'm glad that more of us are thinking about this kind of stuff. I think it's important. All right. Now, I got good comments over on my other site, which is http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And let me tell you who came over there. Okay, I heard from Oklahoma Mom, from Lazy Daisy, heard from Sherry D. Walker Lady, who has had the recent enjoyment of meeting Bonnie Hunter at her guild. Bonnie Hunter came and taught at her guild. Heard from Laura, who has taken two classes with Bonnie Hunter, and says that she lives in North Carolina, that Bonnie Hunter, I'm kind of assuming Laura too, but she says she makes a confession. I've read all about Bonnie Hunter's scrap user system and can appreciate it, but I'm just too lazy to do all that cutting at once. You and me both. Heard from Noni and Dorothy, who's one of those listeners who likes to send good thoughts, but this time she actually commented, which I thought was so kind. Thank you, Dorothy. Heard from Tori and Sally, Kelly the Fifth, Lana or Lena. I'm going with Lana and Candy. Heard from Charlotte. Oh, Candy, by the way, is one of my good thought senders, not a commenter, but this time she commented. How nice is that? I've got a bunch this time like that. Heard from Charlotte, who likes my color carrier quilt. Thank you so much. And she also says, oh, by the way, her mother-daughter book club just read Falling In. Yay, thank you. You know, I just reread Falling In yesterday. When I go to Chicago this week, I will be talking about a number of my books. I'm going talking to all different grades, and one of the grades read Falling In. So I had to reread it because, you know, I wrote it, but that was a little while ago, and I forget stuff. I'm so glad I reread it because, one, I'm like, oh, I really like this book. I wasn't sure. Sometimes you don't know. Right after you finish a book and you've really spent a lot of time, you're so tired of it, you kind of hate it. So it's actually very nice to reread and go, oh, this is a nice little book. But also, there was stuff I'd forgotten about. So I'm really glad I reread it. And I'm really glad that y'all liked it, Charlotte. Thank you for letting me know that. Heard from Turja. And I feel like we have discussed how to say your name. And I am so sorry. So we're going to call you Terry. No, that's not right. I shouldn't do that. Just change your name like that. Anyway, one of the things she brings up, Miss T, one of the things Miss T brings up is she wants to know, has anyone tried blade sharpeners? And, you know, I talked about this a couple years ago, so I'm not expecting you, an episode I'm sure is not no longer posted. But I did, and at first I was very excited. I thought they were sort of like this miracle cure. But it wasn't that great. And so you definitely get a few more uses out of a blade, but I don't know. I just think in the long run, it's probably. I mean, it is a minimal investment because the blade sharpeners really only cost about $5. But I never use it. And part of the thing, to be honest, is handling the blades. I find it such a dangerous process that I just feel like, you know what? I'd rather just buy new blades. And I mean, I guess the old blade is probably actually safer for handling. But, you know, anyway, that's too much information. But I feel ultimately that, yes, I have tried them. I think they work to an extent, but not quite sold on them. So, and I think my mom said that she's tried them. It was not satisfied at all. But I could be wrong about that. Mom, you will have to correct. Heard from Jay, and she is glad that I pulled out my sampler blocks, and she can't wait to hear what I'm thinking about them. Jay, I'm thinking some of them I love and some of them I'm changing. So my thoughts are holding steady on that. It's just I need to get into action and actually go and change the ones. And I just feel like I'm rethinking. I'm thinking. Who knows? Maybe I'll start all over. Except there's some that I really do love. We'll see. And I do love the Dresden plate. And I heard from Sherry Kay. And she loves the colors of my hexagon quilt. And thank you, Sherry Kay. Love them too now. It took a while. They grew on me though. They really did. Well, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to comment. I really appreciate it. I wish this wasn't, well, I'm not going to say this doesn't have substance because you know what? My mom was here last weekend and we sat down and we talked for about 10 minutes. And the interview ends a little bit abruptly because my mom had a cough. Suddenly she was coughing and we just felt like you guys would not want to listen to her cough. And so I cut off the coughing part. So there is like this little, whoop. You know, we're talking all of a sudden, whoop, and it stops. But so that is of substance. It's always nice to hear from my mother. So I hope you will enjoy that. And I hope that when I talk to you next, and it may not be Thursday, I'm not sure that I will actually be ready to go. I will probably post an episode next week on Friday or Saturday, and then I'll get back to being a Thursday girl again. I hope I'm just going to have lots of good things to tell you. I hope I'm going to be very excited because I'm done traveling and can really think about projects. I have so many and I'm so eager to get going. I'm a little tired of cutting stuff. I'm eager to get sewing. And, you know, I did get the latest episode, the latest issue. Is it Patchwork? What is it? Quilt Mania. Quilt Mania, which is French. And one of the interesting things is they show all these quilts from a Japanese quilt festival, and they're beautiful quilts. I love them. But instead of translating, so the magazine is in English, but the titles of these quilts, they translated them from Japanese into French. They did not take it one further step, but I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, I have no idea what these quilts are. I guess I could ask Jack, since he speaks French, so to speak. Did I tell you he got an A- in French last quarter? So impressed. That was really hard for him to do. So maybe he could translate these quilt names for me. But anyway, it's great. It's a great magazine. I'm still reading it. I think I'm going to take it with me on the plane tomorrow. I also just got the new Ann Tyler book because I like Ann Tyler a lot. And I thought just for a treat to fly with, I got her book. I will let you know how that is. And I guess that's it. I guess we will move on to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Saturday, April 14th, 2012.
I believe so.
Yes, it's a very nice day. And we're sitting here with Mom, a.k.a. Jane, as we all know and love her. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Miss.
And she calls me Missy, not Frances. That's okay.
I did name her Frances.
Yes. But... a name I don't think you... That used to be your name, too, till you dropped it.
That's true.
Yes, that's how much she loves the name Frances. It's good enough for you, but not really for me. But.
I knew it would please my mother, who was also a Frances. Yes. And I think now it suits you.
Well, thank you. I like it. There's no one else named Frances. Not within 30 or 40 years of here. It's my own.
Well, you're bringing it back.
I am. It's a new thing.
I think so.
So, well... First of all, you went to Thimble Pleasures today for the first time.
I did.
What did you think?
Well, I thought it was wonderful. As I told Frances, she talks quite often about her LQS, Thimble Pleasures, and I wanted a picture of it. I wanted to see it so I could picture it when I heard her mention it, and it was very nice, and they had lovely fabric, and there was a good vibe.
Good vibe.
And yes. So it was really good. And I loved the chocolate ice cream we had.
We went to Loco Pops afterwards, which I think is a local concern. And they make very wonderful popsicles. And
they did.
You got...
I had a chocolate brownie popsicle, but you had
apricot rosemary. They do stuff like that, too. They have green tea popsicles
and pickle pops,
and all kinds of pops. So I like that. That's the one place where I sort of experiment with food. If I'm going out to a restaurant where the meal's costing $70, I'm not experimenting.
I think.
But Loco Pops, when Grammy's buying,
let it go. Yeah. So.
And we should also say Thimble Pleasures. We bought a piece of fabric from the sale.
We did.
Area, and it was a big piece of fabric, and it was $5 a yard, and it was much more than a yard, I would say.
I do believe it was.
But she sold it to us as a yard. She said, we'll just call this a yard. So
I think it wasn't probably all that much more. Do you think it was a yard and a half?
I think it was a yard and a half. I really do.
So I just tore it in two.
Yes, we're splitting it.
Yes.
So we both liked it. So that was fun. It's a good store.
It was. It's been a... very, very nice day. Lovely weather. And
beautiful.
We went to Will's lacrosse game this morning. And
Will scored a goal.
He did.
It was great.
He did. I was just proud of him. I always am.
Yes.
Of the boys. And then he went to a bowling alley birthday party, which gave us time to go to Thimble Pleasure.
That's right. Now, so. And you... actually brought your sewing machine with you.
I did.
And what are you working on?
I'm working on a quilt from the using the pattern Damask Rose that you have mentioned on your podcast. But I'm using a jelly roll that is anything but subdued, so it's going to look a lot different than the picture.
It's great fabric. It's beautiful.
It's a quilt I started a year ago, and I have made a number of quilts in the meantime. And so now I want to finish this, and then, not surprisingly, I have some other material for projects, and then they may be interrupted because I think I should make a new quilt for our bed, which is a king-size bed.
It's going to be a big project.
Big. I'm not quite sure I want to devote all that time. And then I still have done very little on the quilting cruise quilt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've just done two rows on that. So I have a lot to do. I'm planning and hoping for a very long life so that I can
finish
all my quilt.
And so you'll keep just starting new projects so that...
Yeah, yes. I used to just do one at a time, right. But...
not anymore.
Not anymore.
You'll live forever. Never be done. Sorry, God. It's not my time. I'm not done yet.
Anyway, I have plenty to do. So I did not really buy any fabric today. Bought a little for you.
Yeah, a little for me. They had some very nice store-cut charm packs, and it was Asian fabric. And Mom was thinking about getting it for herself, and then she didn't. I was like, well, I'll take it. And so she bought it for me.
Yeah, that was very nice. It was quite pretty for a lot of squares for $5.
Yes, that's the thing. Real, I don't know how many, but it was... It's quite a bargain. I'm assuming they were sort of the end of the bolt fabric, and that's just what they decided to do with it. So
I would love to make something. I did find the bolts, and
it's
these lovely stylized, I would say Japanese-inspired fabrics. And then some of the beautiful birds are outlined with a metallic... Mm-hmm. Or they have a metallic edge that is just enough to give it a little extra zip, I think.
It's bit
not
of a shimmer.
Tacky.
No, that's really beautiful fabric.
It was by Hoffman. Hoffman. And I don't know if that's, is it Robert? Is that Kaufman or Hoffman?
I feel that Kaufman is Robert Kaufman.
But this
it could be Robert
said,
Hoffman, too. Or Bob.
Well, this just said the website was www.hoffman.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Someone will know.
Tell
us if you
know.
It's
very pretty. Really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've had a very nice day.
We have.
Nice weekend.
Yeah. I was so happy when Mom showed up with her sewing machine. I'm like, yes, I can finally get some sewing done. I got a little bit done, but it's been busy. Yesterday was Will's third grade state project day. It was a big day, and we got going about 8 and
never stopped.
And it was good. I finished sewing Will's jacket, which lasted till 11:45, at which point it self-destructed.
But since he was Francis with an I, Marion, the Swamp Fox. The Revolutionary War, it seemed to me that having that hanging button was appropriate.
It was so sad. I'm like, it wasn't even used. It wasn't even there was no buttonhole to put the button, you know, that might cause some wear and tear on the button. It just... sort of fell out by itself.
It made it much more authentic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
So,
that
you really ought to post a picture.
I should. I will. Did you take a picture
of
that?
I did.
Do you know, because I don't think I did. So if you can send me pictures of Will's jacket.
I will.
It was a good day, but I did think I would get more sewing done since Mom paved the way. But
yeah, I did finish a block, and I brought my machine because I thought if you were quilting, then it's just difficult to change on the Bernina. The feet change pretty easily.
Yes,
but
they
anyway,
do.
I thought we can't really sew together with one machine.
Yeah. So it's funny because I didn't end up using, but it was kind of fun. It felt like a retreat.
I know it did. I wish it could have lasted longer.
Yes. Well, and we are making our Paducah plans.
Yes, we are.
So that's next year, 2013, be there or be square, and get your hotel reservation soon.
Yes, like the day after They will start taking hotel reservations the day after this quilt fest ends.
So it ends with the 28th, Saturday the 28th?
It may, you know, I have it in the other room.
Yeah, I think so. If it runs kind of.
Yeah, so we have the dates. Did you write them down for 2013 and 2014? Because I'd like. Well, I think I'll leave the brochure for you because probably I can get another one. They'll be available in quilt stores.
Yeah, where you are.
So.
But that's going to be fun.
It is. Yes. It is. So, but I've found out that they've torn down the old executive inn, which was right in the middle of things, so we will have to stay in a hotel motel.
Above the gas station.
Right.
Bagel, here comes
so
another car.
I'm sure parking is going to be a lot of fun when we drive
I bet
in.
They have shuttles.
Yeah, but we've got to drive in. Or maybe they, oh, I see what you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, driving
from
the hotel.
From the hotel.
I think they did in Hampton. I think they had.
Is that right?
Yeah, and, that's,
oh,
and it's not
that,
as a big of a show there.
Make it much easier.
Yes, because, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so
we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're hoping Sandy.
Yes, and Pam.
And Pam will be
And
here.
Everybody. Everybody come. Yeah. Even you California girls could come. We'll have
right.
a good time. And Mom brought me a present, so a big thing. A gosh darn big thing of Mary Ellen's
best press.
But in linen. So I'm excited. You know, I want, well, anyway, I'm thinking how I can alternate between. So I have the lavender, which is wonderful, but the linen smells good too. I'm like, I need another little nozzle, and then I could go back and forth. Because this is just the big jug of
Best Press. You know what? I bet you can, well, you could try to take the top off the lavender and put it on the.
Yeah, but do I want to mix and match the smells?
Yeah, and just interchange
the
squirter.
Yeah.
And rather than, or you could probably buy
a squirter,
a bottle with a squirter on it.
That's true. Yeah, I don't have to actually have
Mary
Ellen's squirter. Mary Ellen's squirter. I can use that's very wise.
Yeah,
very wise. So I'm excited. It smelled good. It smells fresh. It's a very fresh.
There's
linen-y.
A lot of it.
There's a lot. I bet I like
hope
cats.
You like it.
Otherwise. So, but do you have any other quilty news to share? Update with you.
I'm trying to think. As your listeners may know, that I'm from Kentucky, and I would like to. The last quilt I made was a University of Kentucky quilt.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to cough.
Excuse
me, we all have allergies around here. Oh, Travis looked up. So I made the husband of a friend of mine. He's an avid UK fan. So I made him a quilt before the tournament started.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't talked to them to see. But as you know, the University of Kentucky did win. The NCAA tournament.
Yeah. All right. That last section was edited at the end because my mom had a cough, and it just worked out that we had to cut off early, and that's why that seems odd. All right then. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Wednesday, April 18th, and I don't have very much to report to you except I have cut out many little squares for my niece Gabby, so she too can make yo-yos. I cut out 5.5, so I cut out charm squares for her. And I'm going to take those with me tomorrow when I go to Chicago, which I'm doing to go visit Gabby and her, I want to say her cousin, but it's not, her little brother, Devin. I'm going to their school and being the author of the day, which is very nice. And I got Devin a little dog that wags its tail when you push it on the back, and it looks like Travis. I'm sitting on the porch. Travis is sitting at the door, just kind of staring at me in an odd way. I think he wants me to put the computer off my lap so he can get on my lap. It's a little warm for that. It's a beautiful day, overcast, about 60, but still really nice, birds singing. I went to the dentist today. It's a new dentist. I'm having dental problems. And his window, the window of the exam room, opened up to a view of a lot of bird feeders and lots of birds, including purple finches, which I'd never seen before. They actually look more red than purple to me, but who am I to say? I'm not a botanist. How should I know? What are you when you're a bird person? Someone knows. I don't. But I'm not it, whatever that word may be. Very little quilting. And I'm sad to say that, but it's just been a crazy few weeks. It's been good. We've had good visits with people and had a good visit with my mother-in-law over Easter. We went to Charlotte. And so it's all good, but it has not made for very much steady quilting. So this is going to be another one of those just kind of not much here if you're interested in quilting kind of episode. In fact, I'm going to end it up and then I will go around and eat my tail and do the introductions and just comment on wonderful comments that I've gotten. Thank you for your patience. Next week, I do believe I will have an episode up. I'm going to Chicago tomorrow, coming back Saturday, and then Tuesday night going to Charlotte for a school visit, and we'll be back Wednesday night. And I hope that Sunday and Monday I'll get some quilting done. It's just hard to say. I want to piece that back for the Hexagon Garden. I want to sew. So I think I mentioned this when I was talking with my mom, doing the interview with my mom. But last week, really what I did was sew Will's his costume for his state project day. And that's all I did. And then was getting ready for my parents' visit and doing this and that. So and mostly the quilting stuff I'm doing is just cutting. And I'm feeling out of balance. I like each part of the process of making a quilt. I even like putting on binding, but you have to have a balance. And right now, I have no balance. I'm just totally like cut, stack and whack. Doesn't matter what. You stack it, I'll whack it. I mean, that's all that's going on. I need the machine. I need to get behind the machine. And I will. And I hope when I get back, I will have a couple days where I can really devote to that. Devote myself to that particular cause of getting behind the machine and putting the pedal to the metal. Hope you have a good week. I hope you get your quilting done. Make it a priority, ladies. Let's go. Let's go. If I'm not quilting, someone needs to be. Until I see you again, have a lovely life. Enjoy yourselves. Quilt your quilts. Be nice to your mom. Talk to you soon.